This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea in what was likely a weapon designed for a submarine-based launch. The test firing would mark possibly the most significant demonstration of the North's military might since U.S. President Joe Biden took office. Tuesday's launch came hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear weapons program, underscoring that the North continues to expand its military capabilities amid a pause in diplomacy. North Korea has been ramping up its weapons tests while making conditional peace offers to Seoul, reviving a pattern of pressuring South Korea to try to get what it wants from the United States. China resolutely opposes the United States as hyping up the, quote, China threat, end quote, theory, said their foreign minister at a press briefing in Beijing Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin noted that China's development of advanced military capabilities and weapons systems will exacerbate regional tensions. In addition, the U.S. disarmament ambassador also said China and Russia are actively promoting the hypersonic technology and militarization, which will intensify an arms race. Asked to comment on the remarks, he said, quote, China has always been a builder of world peace, a contributor to global development, and a defender of international order. That is Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin directed comments toward Russia during a news conference with Ukraine's defense minister in Kiev Tuesday. Austin reiterated U.S. President Joe Biden's statement that U.S. support for, quote, Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity is unwavering, end quote. This is VOA News. Protests broke out in the Iraqi capital Baghdad Tuesday as people called for a manual election recount. Demonstrators set a small fire, held up an Iraqi flag, and placed a large banner into the fire reading, quote, the UN mission must be faithful to its mission in Iraq and do not participate in political assassination, end quote. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki Tuesday defended his country's stance that the highest law of Poland is the country's constitution rather than European Union law. He made the remark during his speech at the plenary of the European Parliament in Strasbourg. Morawiecki insisted that Poland abides by EU treaties and brushed off comments from opponents of Poland's nationalistic government who fear the court's ruling has put the country on a path to a possible Polexit or an exit from the 27-nation EU. Greece pledged Tuesday to link Egypt to the European Union's energy market with an undersea link crossing the Mediterranean. Egypt last week signed separate agreements with Greece and Cyprus to set up subsea interconnectors, though details of the proposed ventures have not been worked out. Cyprus's president also joined the Athens meeting, marking the ninth round of trilateral talks between the countries as leaders. Greece is seeking to expand energy cooperation across the Mediterranean with Egypt and Israel, as it remains at odds with neighbor Turkey over sea boundaries and seabed mineral rights. Turkey's disaster management agency says a strong earthquake has struck off the Turkish Mediterranean coast. There is no immediate report of any damage or casualties. The Turkish Disaster and Emergency Management Directorate said the quake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.0 struck at 8:32 a.m. Tuesday. Turkey sits on top of major fault lines and earthquakes are frequent. At least 17,000 people died in a powerful earthquake in northwest Turkey in 1999. Jury selection continues today in the trial of three white men charged with fatally shooting a black man as he was running in their Georgia neighborhood. Potential jurors said they came in with negative feelings about the case and worried about the personal consequences of serving on the jury. The slaying of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery sparked a national outcry fueled by graphic video of the shooting leaked online more than 2 months after Arbery was killed. Greek officials Tuesday handed over the Olympic flame to 2022 Beijing Winter Games organizers. The flame was handed over to the vice president of Beijing's organizing committee for the 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games and vice president of Chinese Olympic Committee. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.